Bash That Book and its hosts are not of direct affiliation with any sports book or publication or service. We are simply here to provide entertainment about gambling and sports gaming. Best of luck to everyone. Enjoy.
Matthew McConaughey played this guy in a movie for a reason. He knows what the hell's going on. Welcome into Bash That Book. I'm your very happy host, Benny Bash. And I always say, if you're going to pay for picks, well, you might as well pay for ones that win. And Brandon Lang, he wins. Brandon Lang of BrandonLang.com. What's up, my man?
Thank God I got 10 other guys on my website. That's what makes BrandonLang.com so good, is that if I'm a little cold, I got other guys picking up the slack. And guys like Gus Augustine's won like 17 in the last 20 days. And I got my man, just other guys doing great. So that's the great thing about having 10 different people making picks for you. So to have won 5 straight months coming into football and then getting off this cold start, it just, I said the other day, the title of my autobiography is The Rise, Fall, Beating the Odds, The Rise, Fall, and Resurrection of a Sports Handicapper. So the rise, winning 5 straight months coming into football season, the fall, just absolutely not getting it done. But like everything else with me, if you don't think there's a resurrection coming, you don't know what I'm made of. So it's just keep grinding, keep getting on the right side of games, and then boom, all of a sudden it's like, man, this is easy, you know. So it's just getting it going, babe.
That's how it goes. I mean that's just it. It has been a weird year. It's been a weird year for me too. Like that Buffalo game, for example, I was like, what is going on? Buffalo should have won that thing coming away. And all of a sudden,
amazing,
incredible. And all of a sudden they lay an egg, and their defensive line just doesn't get off the damn bus.
Can you imagine if you had Buffalo money line?
Oh no.
Or listen, for that matter, if you had teased Buffalo down, you're staring down the barrel of just there's no way they don't get it there. And you know, somebody asked me on a show earlier today, they said, if Buffalo had kicked the field goal, who do you think wins in overtime? And I said, Buffalo. Because if you look at how easy Buffalo moved the ball and how Tennessee moved the ball, Buffalo's drives were a little more effortless, whereas Tennessee had to grind. So the adjustments made in overtime probably would have been a little different. But I like the call by McDermott. You put the ball in Josh's hands, and he just slipped, and that's kind of the way it goes. But crazy if you tease Buffalo and had Buffalo money line that you're setting right there. But conversely, let me just say that when you think about the NFL, and you think about home dogs, it is absolutely amazing how home dogs seem to get there. They're head scratchers sometimes with home dogs, man, and especially prime time home dogs like Tennessee was. And I don't know about you, but Derrick Henry is just so much fun to watch. He's just a beast. So, and I actually like them this week. I like them +5.5 over Kansas City. I don't think Kansas City's defense is going to be any match for Brown, for Julio Jones, for Derrick Henry. If Tennessee's defense can get a couple of stops, and hence the reason why this is the largest over-under of the year so far, 57.5 with Kansas City and Tennessee this week. But I think Tennessee comes right back and shreds Kansas City. I think the Titans get there +5.5.
Before we start talking about the Denver Broncos, because that's going on tonight, the revenge game, if you will, with Case Keenum. Also, half their coaching staff came from the Denver Broncos. But also, before we get to that, why are you seeing blowouts in the National Football League?
Bad teams.
Yep.
Just bad teams. Vegas got destroyed last week because you had a lot of chalk. I think you and I have talked in the past about how if you see a lot of favorites covering on Sunday in the NFL, Vegas is getting creamed. Teasers and favorites covering, and it's just bad teams. There's 4 or 5 really bad teams out there that in the right situation they're going to get blown out. So I think somebody said the other day that if you just take the point spread and throw it out the window, and if you're going to figure out who's just going to win the game, that the winner covering is 57% of it, 65% of the time.
Yeah, it's over 60.
It's over 60 easily. So I just think you got bad teams, and I have a saying, good money on bad teams doesn't mix. So I think you just keep rolling with that and keep going against those bad teams and don't waffle back and forth. I think you'll be fine.
All right, tonight you have the Denver Broncos, and that line moved when Baker Mayfield sat. Does it matter?
You know, it's funny. I like Denver in the game. I think Teddy Bridgewater and Denver go in here and get the win. Cleveland is banged up across the board. I mean, they are banged up bad. And like I said, that 2 number I think is a trap number. And listen, the Raiders just got it going. Denver played bad. I get it. But with Cleveland being as banged up as they are, I've said this before, I don't really trust Case Keenum. And I think Denver goes in here and gets the win. Not a game I love, but I like the small road dog.
You know, I like Denver in this game as well, but only because Cleveland, you said it, they're banged up. Their offensive line's banged up. Their running backs are banged up. What are they down to their fourth string running back now? You know, people are picking him up in fantasy this week. That's how bad their teams are. But yeah, here's my opinion of this as a Denver Bronco fan and somebody within Colorado. If Denver doesn't win this game, your season's done. And I'm not calling it a must win, but this is a game you should win. You're going in there. They're down to their fourth string running back. They're down to Case bleeping Keenum. What the hell, man? If you don't win this game, now you're less than 500. You're 3-3 right now. If you don't win this game, you're done. Go home, pack up your bags, and worry about next year.
Yeah, and if you look at Denver, they're at least competitive. I mean, they were competitive against the Ravens. They were competitive pretty much the whole game against Pittsburgh, and they were competitive against the Raiders till the fourth quarter. So I agree with you. I think Teddy Bridgewater, the success he has against the spread, he's the number one money-making quarterback in the NFL since he's become a starter with everybody he's played for. I think you grab Teddy Bridgewater plus the two.
I have a real quick question for you. Brandon, can you get a line on a Division II game? We have CSU Pueblo football right here in this state, and it's one of the best programs within the country, a top 10 program every year. Why can't I get Division II lines?
Because Vegas doesn't know enough about the teams.
Okay.
They just don't to throw a line out there, so books won't take it. That's basically the problem. Sometimes if a Division II team is playing a Division I team, you can get a line on it. But if it's a pair of Division II teams, they just Vegas, there's not a market for it. That's all.
Okay. Because, well, my thing is if I had a local book with sports gambling being legal, if I had a local book, I would just throw out a ridiculous number to try and entice betting.
You might a local book in that town where Pueblo plays, you might be able to get a line. Because I know in Kentucky, I know the largest bookie in Kentucky. And he told me there's lines on high school football games.
Yeah.
So as crazy as that sounds, there's probably a local book, not DraftKings or FanDuel or BetOnline or anybody across the offshore, but in your local town where that team is, you probably could find a line. You'd have to dig for it, but there's probably a line out there.
I feel like I could make a living off of other people betting on CSU Pueblo, and I went there, but I would be more than happy to take their money.
Exactly.
Brandon Lang, BrandonLang.com, man. We appreciate you, and best of luck this week. You'll turn it around. You always do. And all of your guys on your website are absolutely crushing it. So what the hell? Brandon Lang, BrandonLang.com. I always say don't pay for picks. Pay for his picks. They'll make you money. Thanks, man.
Gotcha, bud.
See ya.
Bye, bud.